I think it's terrible. You want to know the truth? I think it's a disgrace. What's going on in this country, I think it's a disgrace.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, February 2nd, 2018. Welcome to day 379.
The memo was sent to Congress. It was declassified. Congress will do whatever they're going to do. But I think it's a disgrace what's happening in our country. And when you look at that and you see that and so many other things, what's going on, a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves and much worse than that. So I sent it over to Congress. They will do what they're going to do. Whatever they do is fine. It was declassified. And let's see what happens.
Donald Trump approved the release of the Nunes memo after first attacking both the FBI and the Justice Department in an early morning tweet. He accused them of having, quote, politicized the sacred investigative process in favor of Democrats, end quote. The memo, which alleges anti-Trump bias at the FBI and DOJ, was approved for release without the redactions that the FBI and Justice Department had lobbied for. The House Intelligence Committee then made the memo public, which you can find on the main website. But for now, here's the TLDR. It didn't provide the evidence to support the claim that the FBI had abused its surveillance power under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act during the 2016 campaign, leading to, quote, a troubling breakdown of legal processes established to protect the American people from abuses related to the FISA process, end quote. The memo also doesn't provide all the evidence the FBI and Justice Department used to obtain the initial warrant to surveil Carter Page, the former Trump campaign advisor. And the memo confirms that actions taken by George Papadopoulos, the former Trump foreign policy advisor, were a factor in the opening of the investigation. Papadopoulos pleaded guilty last year to lying to the FBI about his contacts with the Russians. Again, you can find the full memo on the main website. Yesterday, Paul Ryan said the memo is not an indictment of the FBI or the Department of Justice, and said that he supports the release of the Democrats' memo, which counters the GOP memo. The Hill and the Washington Post say Republican leaders in Congress have been arguing that the release of the memo reveals mistakes and bias at the FBI, not Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation set up by the Justice Department. Trump undermined that argument with his tweet saying the memo would prove political bias at the FBI and Justice Department. Meanwhile, Trump refused to say if he will fire Rod Rosenstein, who has been overseeing Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation. When asked by reporters whether he had confidence in Rosenstein, Trump had this to say.
You figure that one out.
Next, Politico says two attorneys representing clients caught up in Robert Mueller's probe believe Mueller could indict Trump for obstruction of justice. Many legal experts don't believe Mueller has the standing to bring criminal charges against Trump, however. Neither attorney had specific knowledge of Mueller's plans, but suggested that he could try to bring an indictment against Trump if only to illustrate the gravity of his findings. And in international news, Politico says the Trump administration called for the development of two new lower-yield types of nuclear weapons for ballistic and cruise missiles launched from submarines. The weapons could be used to respond to, quote, extreme circumstances, which include non-nuclear attacks. The White House also publicly acknowledged for the first time that Russia is developing a, quote, new intercontinental nuclear-armed, nuclear-powered undersea autonomous torpedo, end quote. And finally, the New York Times says the White House wants to see more options for a military strike against North Korea and is frustrated by what they consider to be the Pentagon's unwillingness to provide them. The National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, believes threats are only credible if they are backed by well-developed military plans, but sources say the Pentagon is worried that the White House is too eager to use military action against the Korean Peninsula. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. 7 of the top 9 jobs at the State Department are empty, including positions overseeing the agency's role in trade policy, stopping the spread of nuclear weapons, refugee issues, and efforts to counter human trafficking. 2. K.T. McFarland asked to withdraw her stalled nomination to be the U.S. ambassador to Singapore. And 3, CIA Director Mike Pompeo met with the head of Russia's Foreign Intelligence Agency, even though the head of the GRU was barred from entering the U.S. under sanctions put in place in 2014. Pompeo defended the meeting and claimed that he and other officials only met with the Russian operatives, quote, to keep Americans safe, end quote. The Russian embassy in Washington announced the meeting with Pompeo in a tweet on January 30th. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.